55. This gentleman on the phone has been a good friend of mine for about 6 years.
You remember him from the assassination of Jesse James, from SWAT, North Country, and now Jeremy Renner is nominated for Best Actor for the movie The Hurt Locker.
Jeremy, I just can't tell you how great it is to talk to you and how so very proud I and all of your friends are. I mean, it's like we all feel like we get to share a little bit of this, even though you did all the work.
I love it.
You know what? Jeremy Renner on the phone. This is what it was like for his family. This is Jeremy's sister, Kim, and Valerie, his mom, and his dad, Lee, watching the nominations come down. Listen to this.
The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role are Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart, George Clooney in Up in the Air, Colin Firth in
Sing
You're
Killing Me,
Morgan Freeman
in You're Killing Me,
and Jeremy...
So cool.
How awesome is that?
You know, I saw that when I was in New York on the Today Show. I called my mom right after that. It's the only one I really wanted to talk to. And I asked her what she was doing March 7th to see if she'd be my date. And apparently that was on film for them as well, which was kind of strange. But, I mean, I haven't seen my family in so long. I saw them was on TV reacting to that.
So, how has your life changed since this?
Biggest change for me, everybody kind of treats me different, which is weird.
Like how? How do people treat you different? Besides, I mean, not just your real family, though, but like other people.
Not my family so much. Yeah, that's great, because like you were saying, Mark, it's like your friends that have been around you for the last 20 years, they feel like they're a part of it. But how it's really kind of changed for me is now I get people walking up to me like, Jack Nicholson or Paul McCartney, and all these guys, they know my name. And then everything they say after that, I just kind of go blank because I just can't believe that. It is really, really terrific. I've been having really great conversation with Sean Penn. He's been a big mentor of mine over the years without him really even knowing it. And he just sits and we just bang heads and talk about it. I can't believe I'm sitting here in this hotel room with Sean talking about, you know, life and acting, whatever the heck it is. It's just kind of bizarre, but it's, you know, I welcome it with open arms for sure.
Yeah, well, you deserve it. Jeremy Renner on the phone with us, nominated for Best Actor from The Hurt Locker. And recently, a couple weeks ago, the Academy Award luncheon took place where everybody gets together. What was that like, hanging out with peers with names like there are on this year's Academy Award nominee list?